Hey, it's Kathy. I'm just hopping in real quick to tell you that the doors are closing to the Abundance Method program today. That's right. May 16th, 4 o'clock Pacific time, we close the doors to this program. And I'm so excited to watch you change your life. I'm so excited to see what happens when you tap into the energy that is within you and you start to attract so much into your life, and there's incredible synchronicity, and you start to perceive what was always here in plain sight, and that which was hidden becomes revealed. If you want to join us, you can go to kathyheller.com/join. And remember, those of you who sign up for the Platinum, you get the retreat included. It's going to be an incredible retreat. It's a 3-day experience. You can choose between July or October, and the July is definitely filling up. So come on in and join us. Again, the doors close at 4 o'clock Pacific today. You can sign up at kathyheller.com/join. I cannot wait to spend 12 weeks with you and watch you become a master at manifesting the most gorgeous experiences and opportunities and abundance into your life.
Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to another episode of Don't Keep Your Day Job. Well, I'm really excited because you know I want to spend more time with you. I get to talk to so many of you on DMs, on Instagram, and I care so much about you feeling more fulfilled and lit up. I want to see you doing what it is that you love. And so I am so excited to tell you that the doors are officially open to this 3-month program I've been telling you is coming. If you would like to work with me, I will be your coach for 3 months. I have just opened the doors to the Don't Keep Your Day Job Accelerator. It is a 12-week program. I will be showing up every single week and putting people in hot seats. We will be doing live video chat sessions, and I'll be showing you a step-by-step path that helps you figure out who your target market is and how to really connect with them and how to really do this in a way where people feel seen so you can feel so good about what you're doing. I cannot wait to work with you guys. You have no idea. Like, there's nothing more fun than getting to sit with you, see the light bulbs go off, and really give you an action plan so that you can start to put this stuff in motion, and it stops just being this like dream. It starts to be reality. So if you want to find more information out about the class, you can go to kathyscourse.com. Go to kathyscourse.com and you can sign up for the program. Enrollment ends next week, so get in while you can. Lots of awesome stuff going on, including if you join this, you get lifetime access. So even though I'm saying it's 3 months and it's 12 weeks of coaching, every time I open this up again and I show up and I'm doing those coaching sessions, you will get to be in there. So I think it is really, really valuable. So go ahead and check it out. Go to kathyscourse.com, and I cannot wait to see who winds up being in this program and who I get to know so much better, because I can't wait to see your dreams become realities. Also, real quick, just want to let you know, I'm doing another free masterclass this coming Tuesday on how to overcome imposter syndrome. I just can't stand how often this gets in the way of people doing beautiful things with their life and touching other people's lives with their incredible work. So I want to help so much to really help heal this imposter syndrome, which is such an epidemic for so many people. I don't think there's anyone who's not touched by it. We're going to do a free masterclass on Tuesday on how to overcome imposter syndrome. If you want to sign up, you can find a link in my Instagram bio. You can also find a link in the show notes here. All right. So on today's episode, I wanted to share this epic masterclass I just did yesterday. We did a deep dive into the tools and strategies to figure out your what it is that you want to create, your who are you serving, and how can you build an audience that's really engaged and gets really excited about what you have to offer. It was so much fun. There were a lot of great insights. I think you'll have some big aha moments in here. So let's get into it. Hi guys. So today we are going to talk about the 3 essential steps to growing your business. What I think is most key for you to really get so that you can do this thing that you've always wanted to do. And how do we scale it? And how do we do it in a way where you don't feel overwhelmed? Like, where do I turn? What action do I take? So this is for you if you have a gift inside of yourself that's dying to be expressed, but you don't have exact clarity on the next steps. This is also for you if you want to make a living doing what you love, but you get nauseous at the sounds of sales, marketing, business plans. Like, if you're anything like me, you have a big heart, you have a big value in being a really good person, and you would love to do more good things in the world, but you would love to figure out how to do that in a way that feels very genuine and aligned with your values. So I believe that the opposite of depression, I don't call it happiness. I call it purpose. I think that the reason why you and I connected and the reason why people listen to my show or want to be my friend is like we see the world similarly. And I do believe that what everyone is truly seeking is to feel purposeful, to feel like you make an impact, that you contribute something beautiful, that you make this world more whole. And I see it that there are no extras. As Rabbi David Aaron likes to say, we are each a masterpiece. We are a piece of the master. And whether you agree with that or not, I personally believe that every person was put here to make the world more beautiful, to add something that only you can add. And I think we know that. And that is a beautiful, beautiful wish. And I see so many people who feel that they're not significant and that they don't matter. And they sit at a desk and they spend most of their lives building other people's dreams. And they have these things that they so wish that they could be doing. And they have no clue how to do it. Or they think that it must not be good enough. Or maybe they don't get to be that lucky. Maybe that road of being able to do their thing is only reserved for a lucky few. And that is not true. That is not true. And you're not crazy for thinking that maybe you could monetize the thing that you love. If you look around, if you go on Instagram and I told you, I want you to come back in 5 minutes and I want you to tell me 16 people who are making a living as bakers. And I want you to tell me 22 people who make a living as dancers. And I want you to, and the list goes on and on and on. You could spend all day doing this. This is a thing. And I want to show you today what I think are the three most essential steps that will make this feel not overwhelming so that you actually can start to birth the thing inside of you that the world really needs, really, really needs. This is one thing that I want you to get, which is that the difference between a hobby and a business is that a business means it's making money. A business means it's not just about you sitting in your, you know, attic painting. It's about painting something that someone else loves too. Someone else finds beautiful too. How do you find that crossroad, that ikigai of not just something you love and something you're good at, but something you love, something you're good at that also now really speaks to somebody else. And now, boom, it's not just a business. That is called purpose, my friend. That is called using your gift. It's not just to uplift yourself. It's not just as an exercise to feel good. It's an exercise now to make other people feel seen. And it is about understanding that we need to connect with our community. We need to find our people and we need to understand what pain points they have, what problems we're solving. And I'm telling you, when this is what's first, your business will grow and it will go through the roof. And we're going to talk about what are the steps that makes that happen. So first is what? What are you offering? What are you offering? So I know that some of you are coming here to this class right now, and you know exactly what you want to offer. And some of you are thinking, I don't know if it's the best offer, or I don't know, I have like three ideas of what I could do with this, but I would love to crystallize it. And so I just want to walk you through real fast, what are the ways to make a living doing what you love? So there are four ways to make a living from what you love. And guess what? You don't have to do one of them. You could do two, three, or all four. Let's look at what they are. So let's say you love making bread. So you can be the maker. You can make sourdough bread. You can make this gluten-free sprouted bread. You can be the maker. That's number one. Just like me as a songwriter, there was a time when I was just the maker. I was just writing music. I was a maker. Okay. The next way to make a living and monetize what you love is to be a teacher. So you can be making sourdough bread, but then you can also be a teacher. You can be teaching people how to make sourdough bread. You can teach that at a local Y. You can teach that online. You can be teaching groups of moms how to do, you know, prenatal yoga moves. I started out as a maker of songwriting. And years later, the third thing that I did was I started teaching songwriters how to break into the music licensing business. So these are just a couple things, right? You can be a maker. You can be a teacher. What else? So you can also be a curator. What's a curator? Well, let's say you love sourdough bread. You can make an evening where people who have different kinds of breads come together. You can make a shop that is all kinds of bread. You can make a booth at a local farmer's market where you have four different bread makers and people get to come together and sample those. Where was I a curator in my business? Well, I started out as a maker writing music. Then I became, the second thing that I did was I became a curator. I started being a licensing agent. I was helping other artists license their songs. I was curating a roster of other artists that I thought were also really, really great. And I started to pitch their music to the same relationships that I had taken so long to build for my own music. What's the last one? You can be an investigator. What does that mean? Well, an investigator just wants to really dive into this topic, and you don't have to be an expert. You don't have to have a PhD, but let's say you love bread making. So you make sourdough bread, you could teach sourdough bread, you can curate groups of different like bake-offs and different kinds of people coming together, but you can also investigate it. You can do an entire podcast on bread and bread making. You can write a book on bread making. That's what it looks like to be an investigator. Same thing with me, right? So I was a songwriter maker. I was a teacher teaching songwriters how to break into the business, a curator, a licensing agent for musicians, and then started a podcast where I wanted to just really investigate the topic of how do people get to be successful doing their dream job. That was me being an investigator. And I just want to really throw these things out, because even if you came here today and you were like, I know the thing I want to do, it doesn't hurt to think about all the other possibilities and to just spend a couple minutes when we're done opening a Google Doc and brain dumping and just spending 30 minutes just letting yourself dream up. Is there any other business model? Is there anything else to monetize from this love of design, from the fact that I'm good at organizing closets? Whatever your thing is, I would just love for you to not edit yourself, but just let yourself be creative. And when you're done with this class, to open up an Evernote or a Google Doc and brain dump and just see what comes out. Because I had a meeting at a big talent agency recently, and I said to the guy who's one of the main agents, I said, what makes the people who you work with the most talented? And he said, well, Amy Schumer's a good example. I said, what? He said, it's multi-hyphenate. It's, I'm not just going to write a movie. I'm going to be in the movie. I'm going to produce the movie. I'm going to direct the movie. It's all about how can I add a hyphen, because we want to diversify. We want to be a squeaky wheel. We want to get really in touch and connected with all different aspects of this thing that we love, because we don't know. We probably haven't explored everything. We don't know which one is going to be the thing that not only lights us up the most, but really that the world says, yes, this is the thing. So I know that what's going to come up, you're going to get excited, right? You might say, oh my God, Kathy, she's firing me up right now. Something when you talk, it just hits me in my soul. And then very quickly, right after, all of the self-doubt is going to come wash over you. And I want you to get a photo of yourself when you were like 6 years old. And I want you to place it somewhere near you, near your desk or in underneath the visor of your car, so you can flip it down and look at it once in a while. Do not do that to yourself. That kid does not deserve that. Look at that kid. Look at that picture. Call up to mind in your memory right now a photo of yourself. Think of what you were wearing, that little Izod shirt, your bowl haircut, whatever it is, and your face in that photo. What a magical, beautiful child. They do not deserve to be told over and over again that they're not enough, that they're not ready, that they're not good enough, whatever it is. And the truth is, everyone's a fraud. Everyone has imposter syndrome. There's not one person doing important work who doesn't shake on some level and wonder if it's good enough. And you know what? It doesn't matter, because your story is unique. And the thing that most people want more than anything else is to feel seen and connected. So when you can show up with all your brokenness and you can be authentic, you have no idea how you can transform the world. And so it's about putting your hand up and saying, yeah, I don't have all the answers. I don't have it figured out. And I'm going to go ahead and lead anyway. I'm going to put my work out there anyway. And in order to get better, you're going to have to do it badly. That's just, there's no way around it. So your first podcast will be awful. Your first video will be awful. Your first article will be awful. Your first art will be awful. Your first photo will be awful. Your first game will be awful, but you can't make your 50th without making your first. So get it over with and make it. So number two is 1,000 true fans, okay? 1,000 true fans is what is most important. I think that what we do is we underestimate what can happen with a very small group of human beings that we connect to. We absolutely underestimate it, and we overestimate how much has to happen for us to move the needle a little bit. It is not Beyonce or bust, okay? I want you to make sure that you know that that's not true. I want you to understand, who do you serve? Who is your ideal customer avatar? Who is that person? I want you to figure out who that person is. As sure as you're sitting here, I want you to know, just like you know what you had for breakfast, I want you to know what their pain points are. And I want you to know what they desire most. And if you can do that, my friends, I'm telling you, you can make six figures and seven figures. And it's amazing what we underestimate. When I started this podcast, I had zero listeners. I thought, oh, maybe my mom will try to download it twice from two different computers. Like, who's going to listen to this? I remember speaking to Tim Street, who was my mentor, who helped me start my show. And he said, Kathy, you have to ask yourself one question and one question only. What's the pain point of your listener? And he said, if you do that, they're going to hear you. And they're going to hear that you hear them. And I started the show. And I started it with an 100% genuine interest in making a difference in the lives of who is listening. We always want more followers, more likes, more clients. How about not overlooking the human beings around you right now and understanding that it's not about more, it's about going deeper with who's there. So when you're thinking about who is your customer, people get really stumped here. They're like, what do you mean, who's my customer? Who's buying my cupcakes? Who's doing this? It's you. You are your customer. Who's the person who you can help with their pain? Someone who's like you 6 months ago. It's you 6 years ago. It's you 6 weeks ago. It's you before the aha. It's you before you figured out how to deal with the pain. It's you. And guess what? Even if you don't yet have the result, and you're still struggling with sobriety, you're still struggling with your food, or you're still struggling with your relationship, but you want to start a podcast and you want to say, I'm talking to me, people just like me. I'm going to have the courage to go on this road and open myself up to finding these answers and talking to people who might know more. And we can just come together and I can hold space for that conversation. That's also enough. But who are you serving? Who's the person who wants to buy your jewelry? Who's the person who wants to buy your pottery? Someone just like you. So we need to then think about where you find these people. What is it that you're doing? Well, in certain types of businesses, you're going to find people online. You're going to start to put the word out. You're going to start to create things. We're going to get into that in a second. And you're going to start to create an awareness about who it is that you're serving, what you're doing. And you're going to start to just like when people are throwing breadcrumbs on the beach and seagulls come to find them, you can do that online. But it might be in person. You might be like Greg Franklin making cheesecake in Missouri. Greg was one of our listeners, you guys might remember. He now owns his own brick and mortar cheesecake shop called the Cheesecake Ninja. And one of our other listeners in Missouri called Greg and said, I heard about you on the podcast. I also listen. I also live in Missouri and I own a few shops. Can we carry your cheesecake in our shops? Which now gives him an audience bigger than just the people who show up in his shop. It's people who are already going and looking for those kinds of delicacies in other people's shops. So if you have something like that, if you have jewelry and you want to sell them at local shops, if you have cheesecake and you would like maybe a local coffee shop to also be able to provide that for their customers, you might be thinking, who are your people? Who's your audience? And where can you find them in person? Where can you find them in line? If it's online, then we want to start a dialogue with our people. We want to create engaged Facebook groups where we can have conversations. We want to understand who we're talking to. We want to send out emails. We want to create connection. We want a dialogue. A dialogue means we're also listening. We're not just talking. So this is how my Instagram looks. And, you know, you can see people and me responding. And that's something really cool to think about. And for Instagram, by the way, you know, everyone's always talking about the algorithm, how is it changing? Let me explain how it's changing. Instagram cares more, not about how many fans you have, but how engaged you are with your fans. So if you want more of your followers to see your content, they're going to push it out to the people who they see that you actually have an organic relationship with. So when somebody writes something on your page, you should reply. You should say thank you. If somebody DMs you, that's awesome. You should respond, because then Instagram will say, oh, they really connect with this person. I'm actually going to push their content out to these people because these people actually care about each other. It has to be about the connection, the story you're telling, the feeling you're creating. When you look at brands and you think about what it is that they're actually selling, it's the messaging, it's the story they're telling. And that's why you buy that particular candle. That's why you buy those particular shoes. The desired feeling that you're looking for is what you're buying when you buy a particular thing or when you go to work with a particular person. Why work with this coach over this coach? Well, if this coach says, I'm a soulful business coach, and this coach says, I like to work with high performance habit people, those are going to attract different people. We need to know who we're talking to. We need to speak their language, and we need to connect with those people. And I am telling you, I have seen it in my own life millions of times with so many different people around me. I've done so many case studies about this, but I've seen it personally, and I've seen it in the people I've worked with. You can grow a six-figure business or a seven-figure business from a list of 700 human beings who know about you in this world, period, end of story. So this is why I love to say that the Kathy Heller approach to business is building your empathy empire. My friend Yael said to me, that's what you do, Kath. It's like an empathy empire. I'm like, that's it. I'm using it. I love it. Build empathy empire. This is it. And this is the same thing I have seen in all the guests on my show. If you can pick yourself up and get excited about what you can build and what pain you can solve and how you can show up for other people and start conversations and create an engaged community, you can spin this into gold. So once you build the audience, now what? Now you have to give. Give, 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 give. You know, they say in the song, give it away, give it away, give it away. Now, so you got to nurture the relationship. You got to provide value through content they need. You got to make lots of deposits before you ever make a withdrawal. Videos, blog posts, cheat sheets, podcasts, social media posts, webinars, opt-ins. Now, if you're a brick and mortar and you're not somebody who has an online presence, but you're somebody who just has your own little, you know, you have a shop at the local farmer's market for the granola you make or the jars you make of jam. You can give other things away. You can give people coupons to come to the booth and they get a free jar. You can give people, I'll show up at your home and I'll do a party where I'll teach you and your friends how to make the jam. You need to think about basically an arc, a consistent arc, a content calendar of you showing up in the world and giving. Before you ever ask anyone to pay you for anything, you give it. And guess what happens? When you give and give and give and give and give, you never, ever sell again. You don't have to. It's not something that has to actually come out of your mouth. What happens is you then just wind up creating a community of people who feel seen by you, who feel connected to you. They understand that you know what they need and want. You're then using this as a feedback loop to create the thing that they need. Getting feedback is essential. Instead of just making a podcast, so you start off, right? You start off from your heart, and then you're thinking of that question every episode. What's the pain point of my listener? And you start to ask them, what do you want to hear more about? What do you need? What's coming up for you? Well, we realized about a year into our podcast that our listeners really wanted to hear from listeners. So we started interviewing listeners. We started reading people's letters. They love that. And we started asking the questions they wanted to ask more of. We've done surveys. I've asked people things in the Facebook group. I've asked people questions on Instagram. I'm constantly asking my audience, what do you need? How can I show up for you? Ask for feedback, make adjustments. It's not about hustle. It's about alignment. It's not about banging the door down as hard as you can and saying, see, nothing ever works. It's about being altruistic. It's about being a person who cares about other people. And it's so simple. It's actually so simple. And then there are some strategies of how to actually show up and make this kind of giving be consistent. And there are so many tools we can use that are out there. A great message is not when your dream client understands you. It's when your dream client feels understood by you. That's a good business. That's what business is about. It's about really making it more about deeper connection with a smaller group of people than trying to get everybody in the world to care. It's not important. And it's about giving and giving and giving. It's about that empathy empire. And when you do that, you never have to sell again. You know that what you're doing is only going to help. And the more that you can soar and the more that you can grow this, the more good you can do. And that's just a fact. You know that you're here listening to this right now because you know you have this incredible thing inside of you. And you know there's a part of you that knows it's important. There's a part of you that knows that you have an important contribution to share. And you don't want to play small. You don't want to sit on the bench. You want to live your life and do your thing. You don't want another year to go by. But what happens to most of us is we spin in circles because we try to figure out how to get the message out in the world. We try to figure out how we're going to start making money, and our mind just goes blank and we give up and we get really overwhelmed really easily. We see a lot of other people. We compare in despair. We don't have somebody there coaching us and saying, do this. Now let's make this better. Now let's improve that. And it's amazing what happens when we actually step into a process and we use a method that can actually get us there. So what if there was a way to take these three essential steps and use them to scale your dream and it could be easier? What if there was a whole way of understanding how to break down every single thing I'm saying to really get clear about who's your audience, to really understand how to make the messaging perfect so that they know you're speaking to them, how to really understand your offer? Are you a maker, a teacher, a curator, investigator? Which one to do? How to do each one well? How do you understand so that you don't have to spin your wheels? So I'm introducing, I've been talking about it on the podcast, and this is so cool. I've been so excited about it. I've been telling you for 2.5 years, I've been thinking, I want to create a program so that I can help human beings to actually show up and start to get it, because I've helped so many people and I want to be able to help you too. So what I've created, it's a 12-week program. It's called the Don't Keep Your Day Job Accelerator. And you guys, it is the most exciting, cool thing I have ever done. This is 12 weeks. And when I say 12 weeks, I don't just mean you're watching videos. I mean, I'm there every single week live on Zoom video chats. We're putting people in hot seats. I'm talking about this with you. We're teasing it out. I'm helping you understand what really is the thing. How are you going to monetize it? What are the steps to take? We are going to have assignments. You're going to have a step-by-step process to knowing how to create this giving, because you do need to be a squeaky wheel. You do need to show up for your audience. You do need to be consistent. You need to stand out. We need to help you figure out what you're giving. What's the offering that you're giving before you ever, ever, ever offer something that people are paying you for? How do we put you in that mindset and get you set up so that you can start taking action, feeling like you're really in service, understanding your audience? There's a private Facebook group. There are other experts coming on, giving you mini courses on copywriting, mini courses on how you can get your own publicity. There's a peer-led accountability group. There's just so much going on. So here are a few of the awesome human beings who've offered to be guest experts in this program. Susie Moore, she's been featured in hundreds and hundreds of magazines. She's coming in to do a session on that live. Plus, she's going to give you guys some tools on steps that you can take. Laura Belgrave, she said, Kath, I'd love to come in and show your folks how to really write copy so the messaging just jumps off the page. You guys, we are in the attention grabbing business. We need the people we're talking to know that we get them, that we see them, that we speak their language. Kelsey Murphy. So she is a coach in Marie Forleo's B School. She is coming in to work with us on podcasting. Emily McDowell. She is amazing. She does hand lettering and cards and mugs. And she's coming in to talk not only about all of the things that she's done that's helped her grow her small business into a multi-million dollar business, but also she's so deeply committed to self-development and mindset, and she knows empathy better than anyone. Tracy Matthews, who has her own course called Flourish and Thrive, where she is a jewelry maker who is in so many stores. She's coming in to help you understand story selling. It's not about selling, it's about storytelling. And when we tell stories and when we connect to people, we are able to really sell, understand our audience. She is a genius. All these people. And then Allison, who's in the bottom middle, is coming in to teach you how to write the kinds of emails that actually get open and the kinds of sales pages that make your tribe feel really seen. So these are the awesome guest experts. You have Emily McDowell, you have Tracy Matthews, you have Susie Moore, Laura Belgrade, Kelsey Murphy, Allison Evelyn Gower. In addition, let's talk about what you're going to accomplish. This is a clear action plan to scale your passion project into a six-figure or seven-figure business, which all of us have done. This absolutely can happen, and I want to teach you what to do to make it so. You're going to have clarity on the direction you should take to find out what your contribution is and who you're meant to serve, which is so key and essential. And there's going to be a strategy. We really want to dial in the strategy so that you're giving and connecting and engaging an audience. When you have an engaged audience, that is rocket fuel. You can do anything from there. And I want to show you how to do that and how to build that from a place of empathy, which is what I think is my signature secret sauce. That's how I approach business. And I think that that's probably why you're here. You're going to have tactical step-by-step process to grow your email list and find your 1,000 true fans who love you for who you are and what you do. And an engaged community that's excited to buy whatever it is that you have to sell because they feel seen by you. It's a renewed sense of courage and purpose. This is what we want to wake up to. We want to feel alive. We want to make other people feel seen, and we want to make them feel alive. So this is for you if you have an idea or side hustle that's heart-centered, but you don't want to charge people for it because it feels somehow icky. You want a different kind of strategy. This is for you if you want to make beautiful things and you want to make a living being you, but you think you have to sell your soul in order to run a business. You don't. This is for you if you want to turn the volume up on your purpose and serve the people who need you, but the noise, the excuses, and the negative voices are constantly playing in your head. This is going to get you out of your crap. This class, this is me coaching. You're getting me every single week showing up live, an hour and a half. We're doing coaching every single week. Just think of what we can do in 3 months where you know that you're going to have my eyes on this, and you're going to be getting feedback, and you're going to have other experts like me who I just talked about coming in. That is very energizing. And then when you start to see a cohort around you, that support, people who really take this seriously, helping each other, it's amazing what you're going to see yourself start to do. Every time I meet a human being, it's so obvious that every person has such depth and such goodness, and it's so frustrating to me how people sit it out because they're afraid it's not good enough. They're afraid no one cares. They're afraid there's no room for them. I can't take it anymore. I'm so fed up. It's like you deserve to feel good, and the world wants what you have to make. I want every person to recognize that when we see another woman, when you see another creative soul, another person with a good heart step forward, open their heart, and do their thing. You don't know the ripple effects of that. You don't know how that's going to change the lives of people all around you. And I want you to think about, what if you hold on to this idea, this limiting belief that you're not enough, or there's no room for you, or you're not smart enough, or you're not young enough, whatever it is. I want you to think about where that leaves you a year from now. And you hold on to it, and what does your life look like 3 years from now? What is your health like because of that limiting belief? What's your relationship like with your spouse? What is your income like? What experiences did you never get to have because of those limiting beliefs? What people did you never get to meet? And now play it forward 5 years believing those limiting beliefs, 10 years, and you continue to tell yourself, there's no room for me. This is not what I don't have it. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. Oh, you have to be lucky. What is your life like as a result? What experiences did you never get to have? Who did you never get to meet? And think about it. And then think about the opposite. Imagine if you decided that you don't want to be there 3 years from now, 5 years from now. You want to be standing in a place where you wake up every day and feel aligned with yourself, where you turn those thoughts around and you start to say, like, what if it's not that I'm too young? What if youth is energy? What if it doesn't matter that I don't have a PhD? What people really care about is authenticity. What if you turn those beliefs around? Where would you be in a year? Where could you be in 5 years? Where could you be? And how would that change your life? And how could you affect other human beings if you start to take action? You start to want things again. You start to put yourself out there again. And you start to connect and feel that your poetry is making a difference. You are getting to bake those cookies. You're having those honest transactions throughout the week, throughout the month with human beings who you connect to. And what does your life look like a year from now and 5 years from now? And what experiences did you get to have because you started to take that path? So will you spend the rest of your one life working on someone else's dream? You don't have to. You don't have to. And guess what? You don't have to up and quit your job today. You can do this program. What I like to do is say, let's build the runway before just taking the leap. Let's build the runway so that when this starts to actually get momentum and traction, then if you want to, you can quit and you have something to go to. So let's go over what you get. So 12 weeks of live coaching calls with me and my seasoned entrepreneur, consultant, copywriter, creator friends, 9 video modules, a step-by-step outline, a private Facebook group, access to a network with like-minded creative entrepreneurs, this incredible cohort, this incredible supportive collective, a peer-led accountability group, 3 months with us, and we will rock this and figure out exactly how to take what you love, monetize it, scale it, so that you can do what you love and make 6-7 figures doing it. There is room for you. Come join us. There's lots of room for everybody to have good sushi, do what they love, make a difference in the world. There's room for you. If you want to enroll in the class, you can go to kathyscourse.com. Go to kathyscourse.com. You can find the sales page, the Don't Keep Your Day Job Accelerator, and you can join me for 3 months where I can literally walk you through all of this, and we can put a plan in place, and we can figure out who you're serving. What are their pain points? How do you figure out the messaging? How do you write emails? How do you write your Instagram copy? How do you connect with them? How do you set up a content calendar? What are you going to do to give to them, nurture them, and engage them so that you never have to sell again, and you can build an audience that feels that you see them and you hear them. All right. Well, I really hope you enjoyed that. And I would love to see you in the Don't Keep Your Day Job Accelerator course. It is open for enrollment till next week. So if you're on the fence and you're thinking, I don't know, don't wait, because it's going to come and go. And then we're going to start this program. And where do you want to be 3 months from now? Where do you want to be when the fall rolls around? Do you really want to be ready? Do you want to have seen momentum? Do you want to really be at a place where you're starting to see all this stuff come to life? Because I'm telling you, if these podcasts are helping you move the needle forward, think of what you can do if I'm there with you, coaching you and giving you step by step what it is that I've done in my life. And I'm bringing in experts. There are so many incredible people coming in to be experts in this class. Like I said, Susie Moore and Laura Belgray are just a couple of those people. Emily McDowell, Tracy Matthews. You are basically getting like 7 courses in one. It is so worth the money. It is going to be incredible. And I really would love to see you in there. So again, if you want to enroll, make sure you do that before next week when enrollment closes. You can go to kathyscourse.com and join us. All right, now let's talk about your wins. So Katie posted in our Facebook group and said, I quit my day job today. I'm still going to have a part-time job and I'm happy for the stability, but I was working somewhere that was emotionally and verbally abusive, but I'm so happy because now I have the excitement to create. I'm heading into the studio to record a song tonight that means so much to me and couldn't be more perfect for today. I hope you're all having an amazing weekend of successes, big or small. Katie, I'm really proud of you. Way to take a stand for yourself. I think you're going to regain so much energy in life just by walking away from an abusive situation. You deserve so much better than that. And I'm really glad that you recognized it. I also think it's so wise that you still have a part-time job as that investor for the ultimate career you want to create for yourself. Please keep us posted on all the magic and music you're going to create. So excited for you. Okay, here's the next one. Sharae said on Facebook, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone for your words of advice and encouragement to my earlier posts about my fears. This weekend was my launch at the Dallas Farmers Market, and although I didn't sell out, I had a blast. I got to spend time with my mom and met some amazing people. I'm so glad I did it scared, and I'm looking forward to next weekend when I get to do it all over again. Sharing your passion and work of art is the scariest thing you can do, but the most fulfilling. Sharae, you're such an inspiration. I love that you did it scared. You made your debut and you're fired up to do it all over again. This is just the beginning for you, I have no doubt. I can't wait to hear where this takes you. You guys can go check her out, her amazing paleo desserts at nuttycakestx.com. Okay, one last reminder. Enrollment for the Don't Keep Your Day Job Accelerator is open till next week. You guys should get in on this while you can. I will be showing up every single week, coaching you, helping you tease out how you can monetize what it is you love to do. I am positive. I promise you, this is not unique. There are people right now doing the thing you want to do because they believed in themselves and they put a plan into action. You can be making 6 figures. You can be making a living. You underestimate what's possible and you overestimate how much is needed for this to happen. I want to help you through a process to show you a method that you can start to put into action where you can start to bring business to you in a way where you are serving the world, doing things that you love. I've seen it happen over and over again, and I want to help you do it too. If you have a win you want to share, you can post it in our awesome Don't Keep Your Day Job Facebook group, or you can let me know on Instagram. I'm at kathy.heller. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review because I love reading what you guys think about the show. And share the love. If you like this episode or another episode, tell a friend about the show and how much it inspires you. I love you so much. I am doing another free masterclass this coming Tuesday. If you'd like to be a part of it, you can sign up. There's going to be a link in my Instagram Instagram bio, and there's going to be a link in the show notes. We are doing a masterclass on how to overcome imposter syndrome. I think everybody could use a dose of that. So if you want to be a part of that, it's a free masterclass this coming Tuesday. You can sign up. There's a link in the show notes. There's also a link in my Instagram bio at Kathy.Heller. I love you. I'll leave you with a song of mine. Have an amazing weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
Dreams are made of paper, let's make paper mache. We'll build a world together with our hands. And if hope is made of helium, we'll be like balloons and float away, wouldn't that be grand? Nothing lasts forever, so we're all a little scared. But we're not giving up that easy, no, we wouldn't dare. Sun, don't you set tonight, 'cause we still got a million plans for the daylight. Please don't let the day be done, no, not quite. Hey, Mr. Sun, come on, stay up all day, all night. We'll mail each other postcards from right down the street and take tonight, 'cause we still got a million plans for the day.